Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Idiyos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned because Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'Zachar Afan, Ruziva Gahagon, Bikarav Mamish. And in Mishnah Aleph, we had the first Machloikas between Shammai and Hillel, and here we go on with the next two Machloikas in between them. And this one in Mishnah Beis is about the Chiv to take challah off of dough. We know that the dough is a certain size, a piece has to be separated and given to the Kohen. That's called challah. And this comes from the pasuk that tells us, Reishis Arisoy Seichem, Tarimu Truma LaHashem, that the first of your dough, Reishis Arisoy Seichem, that has to be given as Truma to the Kohen. Now, what dough are we talking about? So it refers to the dough in the midbar, which is basically the mun. And we know that the amount of mun they received was asiris ha'efa, a tenth of an efa. Now, an efa is 18 kav, so a tenth of an efa, according to both Shammai and Hillel, is 2 kav. You might want to say that it's 1.8 kav, which we're going to see that a little bit later on in the Mishnah, but no, both Shammai and Hillel hold that we measure a tenth milabar from the outside, which basically means that once we add this number to the already existing amount, it turns out that the number that was added was a tenth of the total. And since we said that their dough was 18 kav, if we add 2 to 18, that makes a total of 20. And so it turns out that we just added 10% of the total. And now knowing that, the Mishnah tells us, Shammai Amar Shammai says, Mikav Chala, that if a dough is the size of a kav, meaning it has a kav of flour, it's chayv and chala. Whereas the Hillel Amar Hillel says, Mikabayim, it has to be 2 kav of flour. And they're just arguing regarding the two meals of the day. According to both Shammai and Hillel, you're right, they received 2 kav every single day of mun, but they split it into two. One for the morning meal, one for the evening meal. So Shammai says we only look at one meal's worth of dough, which is 1 kav. Hillel says we look at the whole portion that they received, which is 2 kav. And that's where Machlaikas is 1 kav or 2 kav of flour, Machayv a person in challah. However, Chamar and the Chum argue and they say, look at the Rizet, look at the Rizet. It's not like either of them. El kavu mechta chayv in challah. Rather, it's a kav and a half, which is chayv in challah. This is according to the measurement that we mentioned just before, that a tenth in Asir So'efa is 1.8 kav, not 2 kav. And the reason why we're saying a kav and a half and not 1.8 kav is because we're talking about two different kav measurements. The kav that they used in the midbar, called a kav midbari, which they were using at the time they got the mun, actually got enlarged once Am Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. This new kav is now called the kav Yerushalmi, which means that 1.8 kav midbari comes out to be 1.5 kav Yerushalmi, and that's why the Chum and the Mishnah say the shear of challah is 1.5 kav of flour and not 1.8. Now the Mishnah just takes it a step further. Umishigdila amida samru, once the measurements got enlarged even once more, this is later in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, measurements became bigger. Now it's called a Kav Tzipayri, so it's not 1.5 Kavim anymore that's Chayav in Challah, it's Chameshes Revayim Chayavin, 5/4 of a Kav, which means 1.25 Kav, that amount of flour is Chayav in Challah. Now Rabbi Yossi just argues that Chamisha Paturin, 5 is Pater, Chamisha Va'oid Chayavin, Chamisha and a little bit more is Chayav, that's because he measures it based off the size of Beitza, eggs, and according to him, the eggs got smaller over time, and therefore it actually has to be a little bit more than 5/4 of a Kav in order to be Chayav in Challah. So this is Machlokes number 2 between Shammai and Hillel, and Machlokes number 3 onto Mishnah Gimel has to do with a mikvah. We know that a kosher mikvah has to have 40 saw of water, that's a measurement, and that is not allowed to be maim she'uvim, which literally means drawn water. The water can't have been placed in a kli. So for example, if it rains into a big hole, that's kosher water. If the river overflows into a big hole, that's kosher water. But turning on the faucet and filling the hole with water, or filling up a bucket from the sink and pouring that into the hole, that's no good. That's called maim she'uvim. If the mikvah was already made and it was 100% kosher, and then Mayim She'uvim was placed inside, it's totally fine, no problem. But let's say it's pouring outside, your newly dug backyard bar is filling up nicely with water, and you decide to add some Mayim She'uvim before it actually reached the full 40 saw. So how much Mayim She'uvim passels the mikvah before it reaches that 40 saw? And on this, the Mishnah tells us, Hillel Omer, Hillel says, Meloy hin Mayim She'uvim passels a mikvah, a full hin's worth of Mayim She'uvim is going to passel a mikvah. And now the Mishnah just explains why he uses his funny lashon of hin when this is something that the Torah uses. We don't use measurements like this. We usually use the word kav or loig or something like that, and the word hin is not used in the Lashon of Mishnah and Gemara. So why did Hillel use it? And that's because El Sha'adam Chayiv Lomer B'Lashon Rabbi, because a person has to use it in the same Lashon that his Rebbe said it in. And Hillel's Rebbeim, Shmai and Avtalyon, they said it in this Lashon, so that's why he used that Lashon. Now, B'Shamay Amr Shammai argues with Hillel that it's Tisha Kabin. 9 kav Mayim She'uvim, that's going to pass a mikvah that hasn't yet reached the 40 saw mark. And once again, we have over here V'Chamayim, the Chum argue with both of them and say, like the Rezev, like the Rezet, it's not like either of them, but they didn't know what the halacha was. They knew it wasn't like Hillel or Shammai, but they just didn't know what the amount of Mayim She'uvim is that passels the mikvah. El rather, Ad Shebo Shnei Gardim, until two weavers came along. And where do these weavers live? Mishar HaAshpais Shebushalayim. They lived by Shara Ashpais, which is called Dung Gate. This is one of the Sha'arim, one of the gates surrounding the old city of Yerushalayim. Ve'hi'idu Mishum Shmai Vavtalyon, and they gave Eidos in the name of Shmai Vavtalyon, Shloish Shlugin Mayim She'uvim Pasim Mikvah, the three Lugin of Mayim She'uvim passel Mikvah, Ve'kimach Chamas Devarim, and the Cham Paskin like like them. And the Bartanur points out, why is it the Mishnah has to specify that these guys were weavers and they lived in Shara Ashbois? And that's in order to emphasize that even though they had the most lowly profession, which is being a weaver, and they lived in the most lowly of places, Shara Ashbois, still a person should never hold himself back from going to the Beis Medrash, because these two chevra, they went to the Beis Medrash, they learned from Shmaya and Avtalion, and it's because of them and their eidos of what they learned at the Beis Medrash that we pass in the three lug of Maim Shuvim, Pasal Mikvah. You don't have to be chashuv or important or rich or live in a nice place. If you learn Torah and Shtag, we will pass an halacha based off of you. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow Mishnah Dalon. Hey, continue to discuss these machlokes in Shammai and Hillel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.